president in 1981. Which Star Wars episode was the destruction of Alderaan? Grab the smartest friends, you know it's time to start the game. Bar-rated trivia, we're here to train your brain.
Here's what you missed last week on Bar-rated Radio.
Oh, it's beginning to look a lot like it's going to be a really crummy winter. It's Goldberg joined by Miss Wadsy. How are you today, my dear?
I'm special.
Still recovering from
super special.
In our bunker, Avon, Connecticut at Riverdale Farms Plaza, we are doing our show.
No one else is working here today.
No, it's snowing out. And we're going to call it an early day for us as well. Probably the same for you, because we do the show, and if people listen, can then you say, oh, by the way, I'm Goldberg from the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit,
I get my, one second of fame.
I think a lot of people still think I'm like a 50-year-old fat guy or something.
They do. You do have a voice like nails on a chalkboard, and you sound like an old fat man.
Hey, as long as the...
No offense to old fat man out there.
Whatever. As long as the downloads for the show keep going up and up like they are doing, I don't care what people think I sound like.
That was last week. Now stay tuned for a brand new episode of Bar Rated Radio coming to you right now.
Can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's the Bar Rated Podcast.
All the this world still got a chance. Yeah!
I don't think I've been this excited since I was a little young boy in the 1980s.
Oh, stop.
For how I was this morning when I woke up. Welcome to Bar Rated's podcast number 115 for the trivia game week of December 9th, 2019. It's Goldberg and Wadsy, and yeah, Christmas came early today.
Oh boy.
I was so excited all weekend because I knew that this was coming, but then I woke up and I wasn't expecting it to be
the
first
thing. I didn't,
know
that, we hadn't talked about it, so I didn't even know. I was like, what is he talking about?
In the past week, we have gotten movie trailers for some really great films that are coming out. Black Widow, we got the trailer for that, the new James Bond movie, the trailer dropped for, but it was this morning that we got the Ghostbusters Afterlife trailer preview, and it was everything that I could hope for.
Yeah,
for a trailer, and a little bit different from Ghostbusters Past, with the little Jason Reitman who wrote and directed a kind of twist to it. And that's what this show is going to be about today.
Yeah, that's a great topic to talk about.
I've already watched the trailer 5 times.
Oh, okay. So I only saw it once, so I'm a little behind.
Until I got locked out from my YouTube for Google account. I don't know.
Yeah,
why,
it's weird. Is it
YouTube?
Yeah, it's like it says restricted access. Or I don't know what it is.
What the hell, YouTube?
But yeah, it's weird. Even if you go to YouTube and try to look it up, you can't find it.
So it's not me.
No.
All right, well, we'll figure that off when we get off the air.
Criminal.
The Ghostbusters Afterlife trailer came, and we are going to do a recap of the trailer. I've combed through it. I've already read through everything. There are certain things that you missed that when I point out to you, Wadsy, it's going to blow your mind. I know exactly what this movie's all about now.
Okay.
Not everything, but I see where it's going, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Wait so long.
Yeah,
until
June 20th of 2020, but it's going to be worth
it'll
the wait.
Fun.
Especially after that 2016 debacle that they put out, the Paul Feige film.
I didn't
film.
Even see that.
Don't worry about it.
And then when it comes out, you can go see it 5 times within 3 days.
I will probably see it opening night, and then the day after, I will take full advantage of my AMC A-List Stubs membership that I have with my free movie passes. All right. Well, that is what we're talking about. Ghostbusters coming up on this show, the recap of the trailer that dropped today. But before we do anything, we do have to recap you on our question of the week from last week. We had a winner. We were giving away our last final free massage for Bree Mascola LMT. That's B-R-E-I Mascola LMT. You can find her on Facebook, but she's a good friend of ours, and she's a traveling masseuse and gave us 3 1-hour massages to give away. Our question of the week was, do you remember the question of the week? Probably not. You haven't?
No.
I remember it. I just wanted to
this
see
this is
it.
From the week before the last week.
It was one of our favorite trivia questions that we asked
us. The cold question.
Yeah.
About temperatures.
At what temperature are Celsius and Fahrenheit the same? And that is?
Negative 40 degrees.
That is correct. Negative 40 degrees Celsius. And congratulations to our winner, whose name is Chris Poronsky, would be the winner. And you get that gift card. We will be reaching out to you and we'll even mail it to you. Make it nice.
I've been mailing all these massage certificates out. Yeah. You'll be getting it.
And I'm sure that you're jealous too because your back's still hurting. You probably wish you could keep one of them. We still got to get Bree in here. Maybe we'll call her after the show too and get her on down.
I don't know. I'm just broken. I'm broken.
Yeah. Well, we'll try and fix you with this show. Hopefully the Ghostbusters preview trailer.
Yeah, so it'll be fun to talk about. And when I see all my peeps at trivia, it'll be so healing that maybe my back will just miraculously get better.
Oh, yeah. And you and I have a busy week this week. You got four games, and I'm hosting at six games this week. Let's do it.
Wow.
Well, seven if you include World of Beer. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, seven. That counts.
I'm busy. Tis the season. Mm-hmm. Well, your five, I said it again, your two-point question of, I've been messing this up, man. I'm just so excited. I want to get to this Ghostbuster stuff. Your question of the week for this week, which you need to email the correct answer to barratedradio@gmail.com with the subject question of the week. We will pick one winner at random, and this week's winner is going to get a World of Beer gift card for a free appetizer the next time you go and visit the World of Beer in West Hartford, where we do our games on Mondays. So you need to email again the correct answer to this question for our question of the week.
On Mondays, man.
What did I say? Monday. I'm just all for Clint. Wednesdays. Wednesdays at 7. We should just start this whole show. Screw it, though. We'll keep going. Wednesdays at 7 o'clock at the World of Beer. And you could also join me on Sundays at 1 o'clock for the football games. That's how everything works there. Yes, so good. So your question of the week is going to be a Ghostbusters-related question. And it's about something that I collected as a child. I still have in a Tupperware container someplace.
I'm sure you do.
I had the firehouse. I had the car. I had the helicopter, everything. And my question will be this. Which toy company produced the original 1980s Ghostbusters toy line? So the Ghostbusters toy line, there wasn't one for the movies originally, but this was for the Ghostbusters animated, the real Ghostbusters.
Okay.
So what was the toy company that produced and sent out the original 1980s Ghostbusters toy line? If you know that answer, email it to us at barratedradio@gmail.com with the subject question of the week. We'll pick one person at random to win the World of Beer appetizer gift card. So good luck to you. And maybe we'll even throw some stickers in there, too. Who knows? But good luck to you on that. Do you know the answer? Not that you can say it.
I do, because we just looked it up together.
That is true. All right. Well, we can't say it anyway.
So, yes.
So we're going to recap and kind of pick through and go through some of the Easter eggs that were in the Ghostbusters Afterlife trailer. One of them, I had to go back. It was like in the fifth time that I finally saw this little thing. And so I'm going to point that out to everybody. It's going to blow your mind when I explain it all. And this is how it all turns around. And Jason Reitman's a genius.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Just
I mean, I love the Ghostbusters. It's one thing, you know, we talk about movies a lot. And I have no idea what you're talking about. But I really like the Ghostbusters.
Well, this is why I chose this topic for this show. And it's trending right now.
Truly do.
So before we get into that, before I tell you this mind-blowing thing that you probably missed in the trailer, we're going to tell you all the things that are happening in the world of Bar-Rated Trivia. We've got a bunch of brand new locations in this segment that we like to call What the Hell is Going On?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but what the hell are you guys doing?
What the hell's going on? What the hell is going on?
Trying to figure out what the hell's going on here.
What the hell is going on? Sponsored by DownTonight.us.
What the hell is going on? Yes, it is the week of December 9th, 2019, and the main thing we're all gearing up for is what's happening on December 22nd at 8 locations through Connecticut and Massachusetts. Yes, Sarah, it is our Harry Potter-themed trivia games, and those are going to be happening at the World of Beer in West Hartford, Craft 260 in Fairfield, the Hop Knot in Stores, Five Churches in New Britain, Spare Time Entertainment in Bristol, Randy's Worcester Street Pizza in Manchester, the Beer Collective in New Haven, and Iron Horse in Simsbury. Yes, it is. Yes. It will also be happening on the 19th of December at World of Beer in Cambridge. But yeah, these nine locations, they all start at 4 o'clock on those Sundays, 5 o'clock for the World of Beer in Randy's Worcester Street Pizza. And it's all questions about Harry Potter and his wizarding world. So that means that you're going to get that Fantastic Beasts round probably in there and maybe some book tie-ins, but mostly about the movies because that's what we've all...
I've told people it's about the movies.
Yeah, that's basically what it is because I haven't read the books and I'm writing the game. So
now you have to just do it in the movie.
So they're all free to play. And, of course, there's going to be a grand prize for this one. The winning team from every single location is going to get entered into a drawing to win an 8-disc copy of all the Harry Potter movies. So, and which was, again, magically sent to me. I did not order it. Sarah thinks that I drunk ordered it at some point. But, no, it is sitting right here. It got sent it to us. And, yes, somebody's going to win this 8-disc DVD set of all the Harry Potter movies if you win your respective game. So good luck to you. And all the information is at barratedtrivia.com. Then the other thing you need to know about is new locations that we have to announce for you. And we're really excited to announce that we got a new place up in Holyoke opening up. And it's going to be another Friday game for y'all because the weekends are just starting to blow up for us. So once a month, the first Monday of every single month, starting on January 3rd, we're going to be at Holyoke Craft Beer. It's just like really, I haven't gotten up there yet to see the place, but small, tiny little microbrew like in a basement in Holyoke, and they're redoing the whole town, and this place is just open on Fridays, and they're bringing us in to try things out. So we're really excited to get up there and do that. Also, Sarah's got a new location coming, and I can't say that we found a more perfect location for her to train brains at. We are going to be at Flora Plant Food and Drink.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
The vegan vegetarian restaurant that is in West Hartford Center right by Whole Foods. We're going to be there Thursdays with a 6:30, 7 o'clock sign-up time. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's one of those perfect things. Like, I think you said it the best way, Sarah, that it's a restaurant where you can eat 95% of the things on the menu.
Yeah.
And I know that there's probably a lot of players like yourself that are there, so hopefully we can build this up into a good night.
But they do have meat on the menu, too, so it's a great place for everybody. It's not like excluding.
No.
Need some chicken, you can get some chicken.
But they also have, I like in their menu, they have, and you can't see my fingers, they have quote-unquote chicken. So they have like that impossible burger type, like, you know, faux turkey type things and everything like that. So
I can't wait to just meet the people that work there and hang out there and host some trivia there and hopefully get something going.
Yeah, I met the owner, Jamie, and John, the bar manager, were great people. So we're looking forward to expanding our games in West Hartford. So that should be a lot of fun. Other new places that we're back at Mulligan's in Torrington. That's on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. In Danbury, you can play at Pizzeria Mazzo. That's at that's a 7:30 sign-up time. Also, Pig's Eye Pub. That's a 10 o'clock Thursday night game. But those are our short games with Colt as the host.
He's having a fun time up in that.
He's loving it. Yeah, he's just making questions up and doing theme games, and it's a lot of fun. And it's Live or Die Thursday. You buy your tumbler for $10, $1 refills. It's a great time. And, of course, two other places, or three, Elm City Social in New Haven. That's on Thursdays at 7 o'clock.
Rooftop Igloos.
Yep, Rocks 21 in Mystic. That's Mondays at 7. And you can come and play with me at the White Dog Cafe in Portland, Connecticut. That's Wednesdays at 7, hosted by me. And actually, Gavin from Kiss 95.7, who we just hired, the one of the morning hosts over there, Kiss 95.7, he'll be there this week with me on his final training day as he starts to take things over.
Come get starstruck.
Yeah, come get, look at us. We got Gavin from 95.7, and we got Dirty Dave from Radio 104.1. We're taking all the radio guys over. It's great. I love it.
Perfect extra gig for any radio or...
Or anybody.
Well, almost anybody.
Nah, yeah. There's
some
the
people
dolphins
aren't
out there.
Of doing it.
Don't send me no dolphins.
Yeah, we can't.
All right. If you want all that info, go to barratedtrivia.com/schedule for our full list of games. Or, if you're looking to get a job, email me, barratedtrivia@gmail.com. So, I've been jonesing. Sarah got in here a little late today. That's why we're posting this late. But I have watched the Ghostbusters Afterlife trailer 5 times before I got locked out of YouTube because of whatever my Google account is.
Okay. It's 2 minutes and 34 seconds long.
So. But it's just 2 minutes and 34 seconds of awesomeness. There's so much packed into this one trailer. And in case you don't know, this is the official 3rd installment of the Ghostbusters franchise. Of course, the first one came out in 1982, and then Ghostbusters 2 came out, I believe, in 1986. I don't have that right on me, but it was 1986, 1988 right there. Not that it matters. But this is a continuation from that storyline, same universe, everything. Not like the 2016 all women's cast Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that was sort of a spinoff or something.
It's just it was a failed reboot. And it wasn't because they were women and women can't be good at movies. No, it's got four of the funniest women in the entire world in this movie, plus Chris Hemsworth, and it's just bad. It's a bad movie. It's just bad writing. It's whatever. It's to the side. So this one is coming out, and the franchise is getting new life from somebody who was actually a child as part of this being made in the beginning. Jason Reitman is the writer-director of this, and he is the son of Ivan Reitman, the original director-producer of Ghostbusters.
So, okay.
And Jason Reitman's also, do you remember back in Ghostbusters 2 when Ray and Winston go to the birthday party and everybody keeps going, like, cheering for He-Man, yeah. He-Man, and says, my dad says you guys are full of shit?
No, I have to see it again.
You'll have to watch back. But the kid that says to Ray, my dad said you guys are full of shit, that's Jason Reitman. So it's funny.
Oh,
that
it's literally him?
It's
like,
him. So he's like, my dad says you're full of shit. He's talking about the director, Ivan Reitman. So it's you flash forward to now, Jason Reitman, who's directed movies like Juno, he directed.
Okay, all right.
So he's had this passion, and after that failed 2016, went to the movie companies and said, let me take this and let me do justice for what my family helped create. So flash forward to now, Sony Pictures, in association with Bronze Studios, gave the opportunity for us to have this new movie, Ghostbusters Afterlife. Mm-hmm. And it is starring Carrie Coon, Paul Rudd, McKenna Grace, and Finn Wolfhard. Finn Wolfhard's the guy from
Mikey from Stranger Things.
So it's almost the previous, we were joking, it was like Stranger Things 6. Almost.
Yeah, it is. There's a vibe with the trailer that, like, it's like, oh, he does well with these sci-fi things.
But yeah, well, why wouldn't you want to hire him?
No,
put
he's
him in
perfect.
The movie after being in a scary movie like that. So it's crazy how the trailer starts off, because it's a very, like, you know, coming of age, like, I got to move to a new town type mm-hmm. thing, and my mom's not got any money, and we got to go to grandpa's old dirty house and blah, blah, blah. But how it unravels, it kind of brings it into where this is going and how they can reboot the franchise. All the original members of the original movies, or pretty much all of them, will have cameos as far as we know on top of these people. You know, Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson, Ray Stantz and Winston Zeddemore, respectively,
so
are definitely confirmed in there. We are not confirmed, but we're pretty sure that Bill Murray will
you
have
better.
A cameo.
Come on, Bill.
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I do know that Rick Moranis is still retired from acting, so they're pretty much saying that don't expect to see him in the movie, which is fine. Amy Potts, Janine is supposed to be in there as well. But with this whole movie is, you know, after the whole, like, coming of age thing, the plot of this movie is going to revolve around the family of Egon Spengler, who is Harold Ramis, who unfortunately passed away in 2014. And so it's a genius kind of way that they were able to take the tragedy of his death in real life, but then turn it into this.
Right.
So it's going to revolve around his family, Egon's daughter and grandkids, having to move to his house, which is in Oklahoma, this just rural, in the middle of nowhere, creepy-looking house.
Yeah.
And when they get there, his granddaughter, who's the Phoebe is her name, played by McKenna Grace, goes and finds all this old ghost-busting equipment and an old ghost trap and all this other stuff. But they don't know who her grandfather was, so there's no connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like nobody really even remembers what happened in the 1980s, which is weird, too, which I'll kind of touch on, that those two things that happened in New York, that all this time passed and nothing else really happened spiritually until now. So the other cool thing I like in the movie, why you think that Bill Murray's going to come back in, is you hear his voiceover with him saying, call it fate, call it luck, call it karma. That's Bill Murray with him when Finn's character Trevor is pulling the cover off of the Ecto-1.
Right.
That is in the garage and coming out. So
that was cool. That was a cool scene.
And then it just opens up to all the coolness. Like Paul Rudd, who I love the fact that he's in there
as their school teacher.
I
was like, what? And he sees the ghost catcher thing, and he's like, this is an amazing replica.
Right. Which it's cool that, you know, somebody like Paul Rudd, because he's got to be a little bit older than us, Paul Rudd.
No one believes how old he is. He's 50 something, but he looks
he's 50?
Yeah, he looks like he's like 30.
Okay, I thought he was like mid 40s or something.
People wonder what he does to stay looking.
Keep it up,
so
whatever he's doing. I'm going to share that with me. But he grew up with Ghostbusters the same way a lot of other people did. So you could see almost his excitement of seeing the trap, like, wow, I can't believe I'm part of this. And then you see kind of the green kind of light come out of it, which I have a theory on that. We're going to go through all my theories in a bit.
Wow.
And then it just...
Bunker down, people.
Oh, yeah. But you see that they're in this rural town, but all these things are happening. There's earthquakes happening when the family comes in. Why is this happening? They're not on any tectonic plates, he
says. Exactly, yep. Yeah, no fault lines.
Yeah, and then...
There's no fracking.
No fracking, yes. And then just everything blows up to the fact that they get Ecto-1 rolling, and then... The seat that comes out the side of it. I'll talk about that because that's really cool too. The shooter seat. You know, and the ghost, whatever is flying, which wasn't Slimer. This is blue and it had six appendages. I made sure that I checked on
boy.
It. Say, you want a review on this? This
I'm going to have to go back and see it again.
I'm giving you the review. So it all ends with you see the Ecto-1 screeching to a halt in this rural town.
Yes.
And then you just get the Ghostbusters Afterlife logo. So I went through it, and I have a list of key points.
Oh, my God.
That we really need to touch
on. Rob did his homework.
Oh, okay. I was so excited. I knew that this preview trailer was coming out today as of last week. I've been waiting and waiting for it to come out. I woke up this morning, and oh, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, it was like a kid on Christmas morning. So my first question was, and we're going to actually answer this, why did Egon move to the middle of nowhere for what he was apparently looking for in his later days, which we'll get explained when we see the movie. But one thing that I don't know if you missed, when they first go into the house, and there's all these little nuances to the original movies. In his house, when they first walk in, there is a tower of books that have been stacked up in that room, which is reminiscent of when they're in the library basement of Ghostbusters 1. And they said that, you know, that's never been happened. There was, Ray has a quote that it's the cylindrical book stacking of 1822 or something. So that was a nice little throwback right there. And it also goes back, like I think I said before, why does nobody remember what happened back in the 80s? So there was the big thing with Gozer, the Gargarian. Yeah. And then we have the guy in the painting, Vigo.
Vigo
the Carpathian.
Yes.
But it seems like from there, after Vigo, it was really done. Like the Statue of Liberty walks through the streets of New York and nobody really remembers anything about that. I can't wait to see how they kind of explain that, or did everybody just forget? Was there something that happened that people forgot or something like that? But I don't think, how do you forget?
Mandela effect.
Maybe, who knows? The trap, we could go back to that. It was a green light that comes out of the trap when Paul Rudd's character is holding it. I think Slimer's in that trap.
Okay.
I think because Slimer in the cartoons and everything else was always like a pet of the Ghostbusters. They kind of hit on it in Ghostbusters 2 where he's hanging out in the firehouse a little bit with Lewis Tully. So I think Slimer's almost been trapped in this trap and is going to be sort of their companion buddy for the kids. Like
helping them.
Why not? That's what he did in the cartoons. That would be a good way to bring it in. And if Egon held on to him.
It'd be good to see him again.
Why wouldn't you? That's a trophy. That's the first ghost that they ever caught was Slimer at the Sedgwick Hotel in Ghostbusters 1. See, I know way too much. the Ecto-1 is back and looks all beaten up. It still looks great and it's going. And the gunner seat. So that whole seat that pops out the side, that was something that you never really saw in the movies. That's a throwback to the cartoons.
Oh, wow.
So the gunner seat was always on there where they'd go off on the side and have to be while they're driving down the streets and doing it. It was also in the Ghostbusters video game. There's an option of that where you're driving through the streets of New York, which is technically Ghostbusters 3. You could look that up on your own. There's a Ghostbusters video game if you like Ghostbusters.
Unless you want Rob to talk about it right now.
I don't have time to talk about it. It's a great, great game. And it actually, Ghostbusters the video game is the last time that Harold Ramis reprised Egon. So it's all Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson. They're all provide the voices for it. So it's
actually pretty cool.
Could be in canon. So I'm interested to see if that pulls into the whole thing too. So here's the one mind-blowing. You want the mind-blowing thing?
Yes.
Speaking of minds, so get this. I found this on my fifth time, and I did a little researching, too. When Phoebe and her friend, her little buddy friend that she's walking around with, they're walking down this road into what looks like a mining facility. And I missed it at first, but there is a sign over it that says what the name of the mining facility is, and it says Shandor Mining Company. Okay? Now, that didn't seem like it rang a bell to you whatsoever. I'm getting goosebumps even thinking this right here, too. So, Ivo Shandor, we're going back to the original Ghostbusters, was the person that designed and built the building that Dana Barrett was living in. That was the antenna ghost tower to bring Gozer in, with the Gozer worshippers. Okay. It says, Ray says something when they're in jail and they get arrested and they're looking at the schematics, that this building was built with a specific type of metal because of the way that it conducts paranormal activity.
It's like an antenna.
Okay, so you're catching where I'm going right
yes.
now.
Yes.
The mine they're walking into is the mine that Evo Shandor started and was getting all the raw material to build that building in New York. So, tie that all back in. That's why Egon probably moved to this area in Oklahoma, because he found out that this is where Evo Shandor got all the metal to do this building, because it's such connectivity, or because it can harness and contact the ghost, if you will. And so that's why everything is now kind of being brought back, because that metal in that mine might be where a pathway is to the supernatural or something.
No,
so,
okay.
So that's a whole tie-in back there. So yeah, that's where they harvested all the material for that skyscraper. So that I missed, and go back and watch it yourself if you want to see that.
But yeah, I am going to.
It's a Shandor Mining Company, Evo Shandor. He's the guy that, you know, built the building.
How do you remember all this?
I've seen it like 1,000 times.
I guess.
All right. The main thing with this trailer that gave me the biggest hard on was when I was watching it. Oh yeah, no, I'm being serious. I'm going. The scene where Paul Rudd is in his car,
mm-hmm.
and you see that reptile-like, big-footed claw thing come down on the hood of the car, that's a terror dog. It's the terror dog from the first movies that's chasing Rick Moranis and Dana Barrett around.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, the gatekeeper Zool and Vince Clortho. Yes, yes, yes.
I just watched it recently.
So what does that mean, I think? Because it was a very Rick Moranis kind of moment.
Yeah.
I think Paul Rudd gets possessed. Which will be great.
No, leave him alone.
That would be great.
He's mine.
Yeah, but I mean, but then you'll probably see him suited up as a Ghostbuster at some point, you know, down the line or something. But that has to be. If they're kind of going that way, that would be awesome to see Paul Rudd. Because Chris Hemsworth getting possessed in the Ghostbusters 2016 one. They did like a song and dance movie. He's going around. It was kind of stupid. But I think this will be fun. And yeah, other than that, I mean, if I missed anything, you saw something, definitely email us at Bar Rated Radio or Bar Rated Trivia at gmail.com.
Geek out with us.
Yeah, I just really can't wait to see how Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Sigourney Weaver, and presumably Bill Murray
fit
into this
IMDb
movie.
As being in the movie.
Hey, he ain't in it until he shows up and I see him on screen, but that's sort of how Bill Murray works. But
so July 2020.
July 2020, it looks, there's no way that they're going to screw this up. I think it's a perfect way for them to bring this all back into a new fold. And just by the looks of it, it's just a prequel to set up all future Ghostbusters movies down the line. So it's just, I'm excited for the fact that this was my growing up. This is the one thing I was the biggest into. My first words were Ghostbusters, apparently. That's what my mom tells me. My first words were Ghostbusters. Before Mama or Dada, okay. I said Ghostbusters.
That
if I had tattoos, I would have a Ghostbusters tattoo. So, like I said, it was Christmas came super early. And,
Jewish.
Hanukkah came really early. Well, you don't wake up Hanukkah morning and get your presents. Those come at night.
No,
so
like, I know. I get. Yeah. It's like a metaphor.
It's a reference. Metaphor. But yeah, it's going to be a long wait till July 2020, but excuse me.
Keep posting 6 games a week and it'll be here before you know
it. I'm not even going to notice. December's flying by. But we're going to see even more as it comes out. I can't wait to see the ghost designs. And just who else? Is Gozer going to come back? I don't know. I mean, was she destroyed or it destroyed? Or I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. Ghostbusters Afterlife, the preview is hit. Enjoy it. And apparently, just one last thing, there's a German version that I haven't gotten to see. I saw some screenshots.
Ghoster Bolsters?
Well,
no, that's more Swedish.
Yeah, that sounds pretty sweet. But there's a German version that has some extra footage, and they see him like kind of testing out the proton pack and have like the ghost seeing goggles, but it's got like a Polaroid camera in it too, so it could take pictures of the ghost. I don't know. You can search that up too. It's on there. But I think 15 minutes of talking about this has been enough.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited, though.
Yes.
Ghostbusters Afterlife. Go watch the preview. And then other great movies coming out soon, too. Like I said, what else did you see? Black Widow trailer's out, the new James Bond. And the new Wonder Woman 1984 is out as well, too. So go check those out. Movies are great. They're great.
You go quite a bit.
Yeah, I do.
I get dragged more, but I do like it, but only in those new comfortable seats that are recliners.
Yeah, you made fun of me about the last movie I went to, though.
I did.
Yeah, I went and saw Frozen 2 by myself, and Sarah's still making fun of me. It was late. Nobody, you know, whatever. I wanted to go see something. I got done early, and it was pretty bad, I'll tell you that. My review on Frozen 2 is one thumb up and one thumb
two
way
toes
down.
Toes up.
Yeah, two toes, two up, toes one up. Thumb down. How about that? It was just, I don't know. The other one was better. All right, so there you go. There's a movie review courtesy of your friends here at Bar Rated Trivia. Coming up, we have your five-point phrase of the week. We've got some music from our buddy Opus and his band Dead by Wednesday we'll be playing. But first, we have Miltos Girolamo to say hi to us as he does every single week. Miltos, take it away.
Hello, my name is Miltos Girolamo, and I played Sirio Forel in the first season of Game of Thrones. And I'm here to tell you, there is only one trivia, and its name is Bar Rated. And there is only one thing we say to Bar Rated. Train my brain.
I still haven't seen Rocket Man, and I really wanted to.
Yeah, I haven't seen Rocket Man either, or the that Beatles Yesterday movie.
Yeah,
I wanted to
like
see
I
that.
I would love to see that.
There's so many. It's tough to keep up on them.
It's tough.
It'll be on Netflix at some point. It is Goldberg and Wadzi Trivia Week of December 9th, 2019. This is podcast number 115. 115 weeks in a row. That's a lot. How have we not missed one?
It's been quite a trip.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been fun past couple of weeks just being Wadzi and myself. We're actually looking for the new year to be coming. We do have some new characters that are going to be coming on here, some more interviews. It's just been tough because we've just been strapped for time with all the holiday parties that we have going on with Entertainment and all of our new accounts. So the podcast is kind of, I want to say, be pushed to the side burner, but we make it happen and we have fun with it.
It's fairly entertaining.
Downloads are still up. People seem to be enjoying it. So
people recognize my voice, so it's fun to be out and they're like, wait, are you like from the podcast?
I've been getting that a lot lately because I'm hosting, just filling in here and there for places and going in, and I get the looks and they're like, are you the podcast guy? But yes.
I know it's not a huge deal, but
I am the podcast guy.
Yes, I am. Would you like an autograph?
Yeah. So if you listen and you see me or Wadzi at one of your locations, please come say hi and tell us what you like about the show. And if you have any suggestions for other things or things we might have done in the past and features, please let us know.
Yeah, we've changed a lot throughout the time that we started. And maybe some things should be brought back or maybe some things should not happen again.
I can't wait to start doing the phone calls again and doing like more trivia on the show.
Yeah. I think the trivia is fun. As long as we can give away stuff, I think it's cool. And as long as I don't have to eat any...
beans.
Any beans.
No more poop-flavored beans.
Ew.
No, we're done with that. And yeah, we do still give away stuff. If you're listening here and you didn't hear it at the beginning of the show, our question of the week, you can win a World of Beer West Hartford appetizer gift card if you go and answer our question of the week. So rewind and get that part. But we'll close this out because we talked way too long about Ghostbusters Afterlife.
No, we did.
You gave some 2 cents in there, but yeah, it was mostly me. I'm so excited. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. It was awesome.
I'm glad that you feel happy.
Oh, that definitely that woke me up after my two holiday parties in a row.
Oh God, I know. It was a lot.
I drank way too much last
night. It was a lot.
Whoa. Looking forward to not doing anything this weekend.
Yeah, that's no plans.
Sure. Nope, not at all. Michael, get a tree. That's it. It's Goldberg and Wadzi, and we have for you now your five-point phrase of the week. You're going to need this for five extra points on your score. So should we play the sounder?
Yes.
Say sounder go.
Sounder go.
And now.
Oh, my God.
It's Bar-Rated Trivia's five-point phrase of the week. Brought to you by Keating Agency Insurance. Go to KeatingAgency.com for more information.
Thank you, sir.
What?
That was great. Look, you made it happen. There you go. Thank you. It's the Keating Agency Insurance five-point phrase of the week. Remember this and write it down in the bottom left. No, I'm sorry. Well, the bottom left of the old score sheet is the bottom right of the new
score sheet, where
it says five-point phrase above the two-point question.
You can do it.
I know. You'll figure it out.
You can find it.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard. It's not that big of a sheet. 8.5 by 11, somewhere on it. Write this down on there and have 5 points added to your score. And keeping with our Ghostbusters excitement for today, your five-point phrase will be... Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters, of course. Come on. Who you gonna call? That's your five-point phrase of the week. Don't tell anybody, except for your teammates, I guess, because you want them to write it down. But yeah, your five-point phrase for the week. of December 9th, 2019 is
Who You Gonna Call?
There we go.
Also, if you have any ghost stories, email us.
Like real ghost stories?
Yeah.
I really don't have any.
I have some weird stories, but I want to hear people's ghost stories.
Well, if we get some in, email us your ghost stories.
Yeah, barrated radio@gmail.com.
Yeah, and then we'll share Sarah's. We'll talk about it on a future episode. No?
It's a rough one? Kind of weird.
I don't know. I got a kind of weird one, too, but I think I was just a kid, so I don't know. But not that I don't believe in the afterlife.
No, I think ghosts are, like, they exist, but yeah. I want to hear people's ghost stories.
All right, there you go, barrated radio@gmail.com. Send us that. All right, thank you so much, everybody, for listening to this show. It's been episode number 115 for the Trivia Game Week of December 9th, 2019. And hopefully I see you at one of my 7 events that I'm hosting this week. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it and do it and do it. Let's go. We're getting ready for the holidays. And yeah, Harry Potter Trivia Games, that is on December 22nd. We were going to leave you with this. I figured if we're talking about ghosts, we should play some, like, heavy metal, like, angry music at the end of the show.
I don't know why, but...
Why not? Because we like Opus. We're going to play a track from our friend and a co-trivia host, Opus, Christian F. Lawrence.
Opus the Dobus.
Yep, he does every single Tuesday at 8 o'clock at the Country Tavern in Guilford. He is your host there and also is the drummer for the New Haven-based rock band Dead by Wednesday. Also was in Gargantua Soul back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And their album is out now wherever you purchase music. This song is called You and Die.
Wow.
You like that?
Yes.
There we go. All right.
Yeah.
And you're hearing it right here on Bar Rated's podcast. And again, if you fast forward or back too far or whatever, your 5-point phrase, rewind for that. But here you go. Actually, here is Opus right now to introduce this song. So thank you very much, everybody. We will see you next week. Peace and love. And Sarah?
Yeah.
Hope your back feels better.
Yeah. Everyone just send me some
prayers.
Yes.
She needs a backyotomy.
I do. I need a backyotomy. But I'll see you out there this week. I'll be all over the place.
Such a trooper. All right. Take it away, Opus.
What's up? This is Opus, drummer of New Haven's Dead by Wednesday. Also, your bar-rated trivia host every Tuesday night at the Country Tavern in Guilford, Connecticut. Here's a track from our latest self-titled album, Dead by Wednesday. And thanks for listening to Bar Rated Podcast.